Mondays to Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. Exclusive to 5 FM.
We celebrated the matric class of 2023 on the show. And as much as this is a very exciting and happy time for some, it can also be a really, really stressful one. I mean, you know, do you have funding? What if your marks aren't good enough to get into the course that you want? However, all is not lost. There are alternative pathways to still achieve career success. And to tell us more, I have Dr. Dionita Damons. She's the director at Boston City Campus on the line to tell us more. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and hello to your listeners.
Thank you. Now, it is that time of the year. It's super stressful for students, for learners. Plan B for matrix. A lot of us don't ever think of plan B. If you do not get the points or the marks that you need, what are alternative avenues that one can consider to get into your desired course?
First of all, I need to congratulate the class of 2023 because only about 47% of the students starting grade one actually achieved their National Senior Certificate in 2023.
Sure.
So kudos to them.
And
with everything happening, the pandemic and everything, it is a well-deserved pass. But yes, there are quite a few students that might not have received the adequate points to go into a tertiary institution, or might not even have made their NSC exam at all. But there are alternatives and there aren't plan B. And that is where you have to start looking at what are the institutions offering, what are their admission requirements, and what is it that you can do in the interim to maybe better your score for entry, or what are the alternative learning programs you can get into to give you access into those higher education spaces. You spoke about admission points. And most institutions in South Africa do work on the ATS system. So obviously they want to see what kind of NSC endorsement you have, and based on that you get accepted into a specific program.
Yeah.
Where some institutions, and for example Boston, we do not work on the ATS point system.
Okay.
But we do allow you entry into specific streams that if you do not even meet the NSC endorsement higher education, you will ultimately get your undergrad qualification. It will take you longer, but if you persevere, you definitely can end up with your degree eventually.
Oh, so doctor, do you mean like, for example, if I apply somewhere and they say, okay, start with your higher certificate, do a diploma, and then you'll get your undergrad? Is that basically what you mean?
That is one option, exactly that, if you only have an endorsement for a higher certificate. But say, for example, you have no endorsement for higher education. There is then also a pathway where you can go into an occupational program or a short learning program that could actually give you access and entry into your higher cert and ultimately into your undergrad. So all is not lost. It is just for the students to go out there and look and research and see where they can go and actually make best use of the time that they have to better the results to ultimately get to the career of their choice.
Would you say that matric results determine our destiny? Because when we start matric in the beginning of the year, everyone really makes it seem like it's the end all and be all. Do you reckon the results that you get honestly determine your destiny and the rest of your life?
Well, it is a stepping stone. It's not necessarily your destiny, but it is definitely a stepping stone. But it shouldn't be the ultimate destination, because it is just one step into your career path. If you don't reach that destiny now, it doesn't mean that you won't achieve your destiny at all.
Yeah.
It might take you longer, but it doesn't mean that you not achieving the tick has determined your ultimate destiny of not achieving your career and not having career success.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that there's a gap in your plan, and you need to be flexible and adjust your plan to ultimately get to your final destination, because the trick should not be your destination.
Mm-hmm.
It should only be a stepping stone.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of the times you even change your mind. Something that I remember, I was very confused when I was in matric, is wanting to get some of my subjects remarked, right? And I know that becomes a confusion for some people. There's, you want some of your subjects remarked, then there's the option to rewrite your paper or rewrite your exams. What do you think is better, rewriting your entire matric year, or is it better to go to those different avenues we spoke about at a tertiary institution of maybe doing a diploma or your higher certificate and looking at other alternative options? What do you think is better, or does it depend on the individual?
It is a personal choice, and it is a personal choice depending on what your ultimate career goal and career success is. So if it is important that your math and science marks are at a certain level and certain point, then it is best to go and upskill yourself in math and in science to be able to get into these institutions that offer the specific career choice that you are looking for. Alternatively, you could obviously look at other pathways or doing other skills programs and skills learning programs that make you work ready immediately. Mm. But it also provides you with substantial resources because it takes money to be able to study, to then go back to school and actually follow your dream in terms of the career choice that you want to have.
Yes. Now, would you, Rick, I mean, you work at a tertiary institution. Do all tertiary institutions look at your APA score, or it's not like that for every institution? You need to look at the one that you want to go for and what they require.
As I said, most institutions do work on the APA score. Okay. And that obviously can be exclusionary if you do not meet the specific requirements. Second to that, most institutions have capacity in terms of how many students they can absorb every single year. Because every year we find ourselves in a scenario with hundreds of thousands of matriculants that cannot get space in the institution of their choice.
Mm.
So you don't have an APA score that meets that institution's requirements. Why not look at an alternative institution that can bolster and boost your scoring and your entry into that institution? For example, a private institution which is as good as a public institution, and even your vocational institution, which might allow you access further down the line into your institution of choice once you complete that. And then they will look at the fact that you've actually done further learning and not just your MSc.
Do you reckon, Doc, that we need to still do a lot of work convincing learners that are moving from high school about other alternative options that are not necessarily a traditional university? Like, for example, you mentioned a vocational institution. Do you think there's still a lot of work to be done there in educating people about those options?
That is true, because we still have the mindset that traditional university is the institution of choice, and we don't look beyond that. And it goes back to awareness and taking that awareness and that knowledge of the types of institutions that are out there to the schools and to the community so they can make informed decisions.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they get to the point where they make a decision at the end of their matric year and they haven't had time to be exposed to this kind of information. So it is important that not just in grade 12, but from grade 10 and 11, learners start exploring what are the options for career choices, for institutions, and spread their wings a bit further than just looking at the traditional and conventional universities.
Now, what if I am that student that decided late, or I did a little bit better than I thought I would when it's, you know, right now, 23 January? Do some institutions, you know, offer late registration, or should I look at things like second semester, or is all hope lost?
Well, some institutions have a two-semester intake in a year. So they will have a semester A intake, which will be the first quarter of the first half of the year, and a semester B.
Yes.
So if you cannot make it in semester A, why not apply for semester B?
Yes.
You've got 6 months to get yourself into the habit of learning and teaching and understanding and working, and then your second semester you go back to school, so to speak. So it's not lost if you can't get in the first semester, because a lot of people might finish by the second semester, which then creates capacity for new people to come into the system at the second semester. And in most instances, although registration might close, say, for example, at the end of Feb, institutions are aware that they might want to extend that registration period a bit longer to provide more people an opportunity to apply. So look at the institutions that you want to apply to and see if they don't extend their registration period as well.
All hope is definitely not lost. What are your thoughts on gap years, Doc? Do you think, you know, gap years are still a really great option in terms of, you know, deciding what it is that you want to do as long as you're keeping busy in that year?
As long as you have a productive gap year,
I think that's
the key. Because having a gap year and doing nothing is not going to be productive.
There we go.
A productive working gap year, that might stand you in good stead, because you might even be more adapt and equipped to understand what it is you actually want to do.
Yes.
But for a gap year to be productive, you need resources. You need a support base and a support structure so that you don't get lazy throughout the gap year and never go back to school.
Mm.
So you must have a definite goal in mind when you go on a gap year, and you must have a productive gap year to make sure that when you go to the institution, because they will wonder why you didn't come when you passed.
Exactly.
That they can see that the nature of the person that's coming to university is now matured, and they now really understand what it is that they want to do with their future.
Yep, and there are also so many free online courses all over the internet that are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for shedding light on some of the options one has if they are looking at alternative forms of study or institutions. Dr. Dionita Damons, director at Boston City Campus. Have an amazing 2024 academic year, ma'am.
Thank you, and have an amazing 2024 to you too.
All right, thank you. All the best to the class of 2023, or anybody really that is hoping to study this year. 5 nights with Karabo on 5FM.